AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iowa is one of the states being hit by a nasty winter storm just days before the state's presidential caucuses. Republican candidates are being forced to change their schedules because of the weather. The Iowa Department of Transportation says visibility on roads is near zero in some places. In Des Moines, Jillian McKee has seen enough.
It's okay. I guess for me, it comes with the territory, and this is kind of what it means to live in Iowa in the middle of winter, but two snowstorms back-to-back feels like a little much. Usually I'm used to just one a week.
Elsewhere, blizzard warnings are in effect in some places, including southwestern Minnesota and the Green Bay area in Wisconsin. Temperatures could reach 20 below in parts of North Dakota. With all this snow and cold, as expected, comes flight cancellations and delays. More than a dozen sites were hit by the U.S. and Britain on Houthi rebel targets.
The military targets included air defense and coastal radar sites, drone and missile storage, and launching locations. President Joe Biden says the strikes are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant groups' ceaseless attacks on the Red Sea. The strikes on the Houthi targets mark the first U.S. military response to what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. A high-ranking Houthi official has vowed that there will be retaliation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty against Peyton Gendron, a white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket 2 years ago. He's already serving life in prison on state charges of murder and hate-motivated domestic terrorism. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will increase oversight of Boeing and audit the production of the 737 MAX 9 jetliner after a panel blew off an Alaska Airlines plane in mid-flight last week. This is AP News. One NFL coaching vacancy was quickly filled.
The New England Patriots have agreed to hire Gerard Mayo to succeed Bill Belichick as the team's first black head coach. Mayo played 8 NFL seasons and won a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots during the 2014 season. He rejoined the Patriots as a linebackers coach in 2019 and was signed to a contract extension before the 2023 season. The 37-year-old Mayo becomes the youngest head coach in the NFL. Mayo's hire comes a day after Belichick agreed to part ways with the Patriots after a 24-year run that included 6 Super Bowl titles. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, and Fred Warner are unanimous choices for the AP 2023 NFL All-Pro team. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson earned his second All-Pro selection, receiving 45 first-place votes. Voting comes from a nationwide panel of media members who regularly cover the league. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.